Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Ephesians chapter 1. In verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. I'll stop right there. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. God has a specific will for your life. In the case of Paul, it was to be an apostle. Now, you don't necessarily know at this point what the will of God is completely for your life at present. But God has a specific will for your life. That will is extremely important because you enter into the call of God by responding to the will of God through faith obedience. Faith obedience is, I believe God, and therefore I will apply what I believe. I believe the Word of God, and therefore I will apply in the details of my life, I will use the Word of God. That's faith obedience. When you do that, God can bring you into the will of God. And God has a specific will for your life. That means that your life is extremely important. Your life is extremely valuable because God has a plan and a purpose and a will specifically for you. Nobody else can fulfill the plan that God has for you, the will of God for your life. It's tailor-made. It's designed around the way you think, around your personality, around even your weaknesses. It takes everything into consideration. And then God devises this will for you. That means that no matter who you are, if you are a believer, you've got something going on with God. And nobody else can have that same thing going on. Because it's very precise, very specific. Now, there are certain things about the will of God that is true for everybody. For example, in 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that anybody should perish, but rather that all should come to repentance. Repentance really is talking about salvation. God is not willing. God doesn't want anyone going into hell. God wants everybody to get saved. That's why it's important to be soul winners. God already showed that it's His will that we teach people, tell people about the Savior. That's His will. That's given to us in the Bible. That's His will for every person. In Galatians 3:11, in the second half of the verse, the just shall live by faith. That's the will of God. That's true for every person. The fact that we live by faith is not the specific will, but it is still the will of God. That is how we live as Christians, by faith. Stepping outside of faith is not the will of God. We can't please Him outside of faith in Hebrews 11:6. He's not happy about it. If we step out of the will of God, it's because of some area of pride in our life. Pride is when I lift up my own thoughts, my own opinion, something about me above the Word of God. That's not God's will. A person like that in James 4:6 will be opposed by God. You don't want to be opposed by God. Okay, so you don't want to go there. So pride is something we want to get out of our lives. Pride is not the will of God. That's true for every person. Or going to church in Hebrews 10:25. We're told that we're not supposed to forsake going to church and that we should do it much more as we see the day approaching. That is to say, as we recognize that the rapture is coming. Okay, we're supposed to do it much more. That's the will of God for every person. Strangely enough, in this age that we're living in this day, more and more people are not going to church faithfully. That's one of the reasons why we have so many problems in the world. But the will of God for everybody is that they do it. See, there's general will, true for everyone, so I apply that too. As I apply the general will of God, God will lead me into the specific will of God. as God leads me into the specific will of God, He'll bring me into the call of God. Now, the call of God is always going to incorporate something to do with the body of Christ. Now, it may not be specifically toward the body, but very often it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm not going to go into that right now, tells the gifts and the call that people have in general, and there's several of them. Everybody has at least one of them. But even that's a little general. The call of God for your life is going to be the specific details. So, for example, let's say I'm called to be a pastor. If I'm called to be a pastor, then I'm called to be a pastor of specific people in a specific place in a specific church. Saying I'm a pastor, if I don't have a specific place, specific people, and a specific church that I'm pastoring in, it doesn't mean anything because that's not fulfilling the call of a pastor. Now, I may have a call and never enter into it because I didn't respond in faith. So that means that God desired it for me, but I never entered it because I wouldn't trust Him for it. So there is an element of faith that's very important. But like we said, God brings you from the will of God to the call of God when you apply faith obedience to the will of God. You start out with the general will that He shows you in the Bible. And when you are faithful to that, He'll start showing you through the Holy Spirit in John 16:13, the specific details of the will of God for specifically your life. Those are very important. That's how God develops you. Now, you don't have to be worried about what is the call. For that matter, you want to be concerned with what is the will, but you don't have to be really worried about it. You don't have to be afraid. Am I in His will? Am I out of His will? Sometimes people get like that. Am I in the will of God? Is this the will of God? Should I not do it? Should I do it? And they get all bent out of shape because they're worried about whether they're in the will of God. It's kind of silly because you don't bring yourself into the will of God. You simply respond in faith to the things God said in His Word. He brings you into the will of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, He who calls you is faithful who will also do it. So, yes, He has a specific will, but as you respond to His Word, He will lead you into that will. He will lead you into your call. So you don't have to worry, am I in my call? Am I in God's will? No, you respond to the Word of God, apply it in your life, in the details of life, and because you've done that, then He'll be able to bring you into His perfect will, into this perfect call for you. Now in Philippians 2:13, it's God who works in you both to will and to do all His good pleasure. Sometimes people are worried about their willingness. That's really trying to enter the will of God through the emotions. They'll say, well, you know, I don't really feel like it. Or, you know, I'm a little confused. I just don't know if I want it. They say all kinds of stuff like that. None of that has anything to do with anything. Jesus set His face like a flint to the cross, but I'll guarantee you He didn't really get overthrilled about hanging on the cross and being beaten. But He saw the value in it, so you couldn't dissuade Him. You couldn't keep Him from the cross. Not even remotely possible. But at the same time, He didn't get giddy to be there. He went to the cross. You couldn't stop Him. But it was tough. Now, I'm not saying that your call is going to be as hard as that call. He was God. If you feel like you're adequate for the call, or you don't feel like you're adequate for the call, it doesn't matter because you're not the one who's doing it. God will bring you into it, and then God will make it work. If you don't feel like you're entirely willing, maybe there's some hang-up you have or some fear you have, God will resolve that for you. God will give you the ability and the capacity for what He desires for your life. Your part is to respond in faith to His Word. So long as you are responding in faith to His Word and applying it in your life, God will give you everything you need for the will and the call to take place in your life. And He's the one who's going to bring you into it. In Romans 12:2, this is a really important part regarding the Word of God. Now, I don't think you guys have had this happen to you, but it's possible that the day will come when you might. It says there, don't be conformed to this world. A lot of Christians grow up in great churches, and then they go to places like college or something else, and they become worldly. The world starts to appeal to them. The world starts to lure them, to draw them. So all the shiny things they think they could have. Don't go there. That is a satanic deception. There is nothing about the world that has anything to offer anyone, much less the Christian. For example, how many miserable people are in the world? Not everybody in the world is miserable. On the surface, some people are happy. But even those who are happy in the world, underneath the surface, in the back of their mind, there's always this dread that this could end. There's always this thought of what if this doesn't work. There's always a little bit of fear. There's always the possibility of failure. There's always these things that challenge that they have on the surface. You want a life that is deep, that is full, that is complete. Now, I'm not saying that stuff like getting a good job or a good education are wrong. They're not. If God brings you into that, then more power to you. What I am saying, those must never become the central focus of your life. They can become something that God adds to you. They cannot become your purpose. The will of God must always be your purpose, and then He can add those things to you. In Matthew chapter 6, so keep to the will of God, and then He can add things like education, job, money, family, whatever it is that He has for you, then He can add those things to you. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things are added unto you. You don't seek first the kingdom of God, it's really up to you. You're on your own. So you really do want to stay with the will of God. So don't be conformed to this world. The world is not a pretty place. Satan is the god of the world system. In other words, Satan's in charge of the world system. God is in charge over all. But Satan rules the world system. Now, you guys probably don't know the full extent of that because you haven't had the opportunity to see it, thank God. But the world is a mess. The world has been a mess for a long time. The world is a mess. There's wars, there's anger, there's violence, there's crime, there's all kinds of negative things in the world. All comes because Satan is the god of this world system. People don't respond in faith when they conform themselves to the world. They think they might do themselves a favor, and yet at the same time, the truth is, they're robbing themselves blind. Let's say that somebody leaves a call for a job. That happens a lot. I've known people who've done that. They left the call for a job. They thought they could make more money. Okay, maybe they could. I'm not saying they didn't make more money. Sometimes they do make more money. But the rewards in eternity that they lose are far more valuable than all the money in the world. If you have all the money in the world, which they say is about $365 trillion. So let's say you have $365 trillion, all the wealth in the world. And if you live forever, the day will come when you have none left. But the rewards that you get with God, you're going to live forever in heaven, and they will always be there, and they will never become less. That's far more valuable. So yeah, you may make yourself $365 trillion, but that's going to go away. The rewards in heaven never go away. Why would I want to give what I cannot lose and trade it for what I cannot keep? Sometimes people do that when they leave the will of God. People leave the will of God and they tell themselves, well, this is a good reason. That's called deception. Satan has deceived them. There is actually no good reason to leave the will of God. He'll show them something superficial. He'll show them a circumstance as though God isn't the God of the circumstances. Of course He's the God of the circumstances. He controls the circumstances. He's the one who opens doors and He closes them. If He doesn't want you to go through a door and you've acknowledged Him in all your ways, I don't care what you do, it's not going to happen because He's going to order your steps. And so you don't get conformed to this world. Instead, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does that mean? You renew your mind when you receive the Word of God and you receive the mind of God through the Word of God. And then you have not the world's mind, but God's mind. Now, who do you think is smarter, God or some guy in the world? Well, I'm guessing God is. God figured out how to make the universe by speaking. God figured out how to make us. God figured out how to make us alive. Scientists can't even define why something is alive. God made it alive. God's a whole lot smarter. And so you get transformed by the renewing of your mind. You don't get conformed to the world. That's what happens when you walk away from the Word of God. When you come to the Word of God, you get God's mind and it changes who you are. Much, much happier life that way. And then it says that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that word prove doesn't mean what we think of as prove. That word prove really means that you can experience it. In your own life, you prove this is the will of God because you experience it. In Acts 5:29, there will be people who tell you don't do this. There will be people who tell you, why are you wasting your time with God? Because they don't believe. Never take the word of somebody who is going against God. Never. The reason is because they're teaching you to lose. You don't want to learn how to lose. You want to learn how to win. So if somebody's telling you go against God or do something that God doesn't want or forget God in your life, why would you go to Bible college? Is that a job? Is that what I'm here for? A job is there so I can pay my bills. Is that the sum of my life? Is that really my purpose, to pay the electric company? Is that why I'm here? So the electric company can get rich off of me? I don't think so. Don't ever listen to people who would try to talk you out of the will of God. They're not doing you any favors. Satan is using their voice. They don't often even know it because they don't know God and they don't know the spirit thereof. They don't know what they're doing or what they're talking about, to try to attack you, to cause you to lose. That will happen. You do have an enemy. So be very careful about that. Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Even if the government tells you, do not listen to the will of God, listen to the will of God. There are governments in this world that hate God. Communist governments hate God. They're not believers. They're atheists. And they will make it illegal to be a Christian, or at least illegal to have churches that really preach the Word of God. They want the churches to be registered with the government so that the government can control the churches. And then they will tell the churches, you can and can't do this. I don't care who tells you to go against the Word of God. You don't ever go against the Word of God. Never. The worst that anybody can do to you is send you to heaven. That's pretty amazing. If they make you suffer, then the worst that they're doing to you is making you really, really rich when you get to heaven. There's no way that you can possibly lose by staying faithful to the will of God. The only way to lose is to quit the will of God. And so you stay with the will of God and you can't lose. Now in Ephesians 6:6, we don't do things with eye service. In other words, for the appearance of it. We're not there to please men, but as servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. You do the will of God because you do it before God. You're not doing it before other people. You're not worried about other people in that respect. You are in terms of souls and soul winning and people going to heaven and sharing the gospel, yes. You're worried about them in that sense. Making disciples, yes. But the will of God, you don't take other people into consideration. It doesn't matter who they are. You're doing it before God. You're not doing it before other people. God is present. God knows it. God sees it. And God values when we stay faithful to His will. In Hebrews 10:35, sometimes people do the will of God and they get tired because they feel like they're the only ones. Elijah had that problem. Israel was going through a bad time. And Elijah felt like he was the last believer in Israel. And he was getting really tired. And God said to him, Elijah, I have 8,000 more. He said, you're not the only one. Now, God understands when we get tired. In Hebrews 4:15, He understands our weaknesses. He understands our thoughts. He understands, you know, when we have trouble. He gets it. He gets it. But here it says in Hebrews 10:35, don't cast away your confidence. Never cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of patient endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. The will of God always comes with promises. God promises you something in the will of God. What specifically He promises depends on the specific will. But the will of God always has an outcome. And that outcome is what God promises you. It's always in your favor. It is always for your benefit. But if you get tired in the will of God and you don't have patient endurance, then you're not going to receive the promise if you quit the will of God. So you stay in the will of God. Sometimes people will say, it's so long. Yeah, it might be. It might be. But then, the longer it takes, the greater the reward. It's like somebody who said, well, I worked an hour today. I want a full day's wage. What? I worked 1 hour. Pay me as though I worked 24. Do you know any bosses who'll do that? I don't. Would you do that with your employees? I don't think so. If they work an hour, He'll give them an hour. But you see, the will of God is similar. Don't get tired in the will of God. Just keep going. The promise will come. You just stay faithful to the will. And even if it takes a long time, and sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but even if it does, stay faithful to the will of God. In Mark 3:35, whoever will do the will of God, that person is my brother and my sister and my mother. That's what Jesus said. In other words, we are related to God because He made us. It's His breath that makes us alive. We are the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We have this really close connection to God. But when we are in the will of God, responding in faith to the Word of God, that's where that becomes real to us. You want to experience that in the practical details of your life. The way that you do it is by staying true to the will of God. God has promises for you. The way that you receive them is by staying true to the will of God. God has a plan for you. The way that you enter it is by staying true to the will of God. God has a specific call for you. Again, the way that you enter it is staying true to the will of God. That's where your experience with God is found. Sometimes even Christians can step out of the will of God and then they ask, why can't I experience God? That's weird. It's like leaving the United States and saying, why am I not in the United States? Because you left. But people get really puzzled by that. Why can't I experience the life of God? Because he didn't stay true to the will of God, which was to respond to his word in faith. If you want to experience the life of God, it's not hard. You just can't leave. And although they don't necessarily leave physically, they leave in their thinking, they leave in their heart. Just like the prodigal son story. The one son left physically. The other son stayed, but in his heart, he wasn't there. He didn't want to be there. He just stayed. Probably he was afraid to leave. And the one son who left physically, his sin corrected him. Now that's not easy, but it did. The son who stayed, but his heart wasn't there, he never got corrected. Both of them left. One came back. The way that you experience it all the time is you stay true to the word of God, respond to it in faith, stay true to the will of God, and God brings you into the rest. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.